That was November of 75.
Yes. So I communicated to my friend, Lieutenant Governor Brickley, that I would be interested in being considered. If I recognized if I had any chance, it was a very, very long chance, because I really had no friends in the party or in the administration except Jim Brickley. And Brickley and the governor, as I understood it, were good friends, enjoyed one another's mutual respect, but saw things differently on a number of issues, and I didn't have the feeling that Jim was necessarily going to turn the governor's head on any such thing. So the process was pursued. I sent the papers in and was interviewed by the State Bar of Michigan, which had been asked by Governor Milliken, as a matter of course, to interview people who had expressed interest. I made a call on the lady, Joyce Braithwaite, who now is Mrs. Brickley, who was the governor's principal assistant for judicial appointments, and never met her in my life. We had an interview. And I really thought the chances of it going any place were almost nil. When a couple of signals came my way in Thanksgiving week of November that I might be under consideration, and then a leak from the WJR one day in the radio, which is a surprise to me that my name was being considered. And the governor called me when I was sitting on the bench. I think it was December 4th or 5th, 1975. I was trying a case in the Wayne Circuit Court. My secretary, who's still with me now, Fran, came into the courtroom, which she never did. Her face was as white as this shirt I'm wearing now. But the governor's on the phone. It was a complete surprise. And in his gracious style, he asked me if I would, I'll never forget his expression, would I do him the honor of accepting his appointment? I'd never been appointed anything before, and so that was a new style to me. So that was the Supreme Court appointment.
There wasn't there wasn't the kind of political identification then in your selection that there would have been, say, in John Fitzgerald, who had run, for example, and served in the Senate and had a strong background and through his family and in partisan activity and office holding.
That's right. Now, nobody in my family and no one I was ever associated with had any history of activity in the party. I had not. I had some suspicions about why it ultimately came to me. But they're only suspicions.
Were there others who, as you remember, were seen to be hot prospects for that appointment? I don't remember enough about it to